Hear these words as they come from Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell with a great crash. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive your words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. So, I know it says Luke chapter 6, 46 through 49. And I have warned Kelly many, many times that what I tell you at the beginning of the week may not be what you get at the end of the week. And as I was studying and reading, I decided to go with this text rather than that one because I felt like this went more into what I wanted to just talk about today. It's the same context. Both of them are talking about the wise and the foolish builder. I just seem to like this one better. So don't hate me because I'm the usher. Do I need to explain? Okay, so yesterday after Bernie's funeral, I was walking into the Family Life Center, and a little lady walks up to me. She shakes my hand, and she said, "You did a great job. You're the usher, right?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I am." And then I told Kenny, I said, "That's what happens when you put me in a suit." So, Miss Marianne, Greg thought it was just sweet that I have a usher card this morning. Okay, so how many of you live in a house? Okay, how many of you live in an apartment, any type of dwelling that isn't a tent? The rest of y'all live in tents? Angie and I, in 6 years and 6 months, something like that, are planning on retiring to our farm in Celeste. And I know that within the next couple of years, we have to start planning to build our house. Because I'm not living in her RV, and she's not living in my tent. So, as many of you know, that when you go to purchase a home, one of the main things you look at is the foundation of that house, right? I mean, you want to make sure there's no... What? Did I say something wrong? Oh, okay. He's going to help me with my sermon, I can tell. There's the next Billy Graham right there, buddy. So, you don't want any cracks in the foundation, right? I mean, that's not a good thing. And you really don't want those cracks running up the sidewall of your house, right? And when you go inside and look at it, what's the first thing you look at? You look to see if there's cracks in the sheetrock on the inside because that means that the house is settling and you don't want to have to pay to have it re-leveled. Where I come from, we live in black dirt. And that's good and fine until it gets wet. And you can be driving out across the field, and all of a sudden you're not driving because it's sunk all the way up to your axles in mud. Because when black land gets wet, it's like quicksand. And so, what you have to do in that type of soil is you have to drill down to solid rock. Build your piers on it, and then you can put your slab on top of that. And then, that doesn't guarantee anything. So a foundation in a home is important in order for us to have a house that's going to last. Jesus was talking to His disciples about firm foundations. And so I want to talk to you today about firm foundations. You see, building on a strong foundation, you use the right materials, right? You know what you need to have there. In black dirt, you want to drill your piers. On this dirt here, I don't know how firm this is out here. I know in East Texas, it can rain for 2 days and the next day it's dry because it goes. You want to choose the right builder. You want to choose the right engineer. You want everything to be perfectly right because that's an investment. It's something that we invest in order for us to have our dream homes. So, unfortunately, things happen. You know, after a period of time, you know, the weather kind of messes up the paint job and you got to go back out there and repaint. In this Texas summers, you need to really make sure you keep your foundation moist. That way everything doesn't separate and all that good stuff. But what about the foundations of life? What about our lives? What about our spirituality? What about the way we live our lives? I mean, we want a firm foundation, right? We want to be able to stand on something solid. We want to be able to be strong in what we do. Right? Okay. So how do we build a firm foundation in our lives? Well, we build it through how we believe. Because here's what happens. Just like with a house when the rainy season comes and then winter comes and tornadoes come and all of these different things come along, the same thing happens in our life. Along comes these storms, whether it be a marital situation or finances or children problems or sickness, or our health kind of starts going down a little bit. Or death. Or just getting old. Things come along that weaken our structures. Let's talk about the foolish builder. Why? Oh, why would you build a house on sand? You were thinking that, right?
Yes.
Right? Okay, y'all going to have to wake up. I know the turkey has worn off by now. So he builds his house on the sand. Well, let's think. It's cheaper. He can use cheaper materials. Let's see. Isn't it always easier to take a shortcut? Yeah, I know it is when I build stuff. And be honest, who's really going to notice? So when you have people come over to your house, and you take them through and you're showing them everything, Do you think those people are really paying attention to what type of foundation you put down? No, they're busy looking at how pretty your floors are and how pretty the colors are on your walls and making comments about how you decorated this room. Oh, that's such a pretty picture. Nobody's paying attention to where that house is sitting. And then the storms of life come along. And wipes out your house. I have a young couple, a young family that I was lucky enough to pastor many years ago. He's in the military. And they're stationed in Florida. And the hurricane that hit Florida not too long ago wiped their house off the map. They showed some pictures of before and after, and there is nothing left. You see, even in our lives, when those storms come along, we think we can handle it. But those storms and those floods are so much stronger than we are that it will wipe out our lives. It wipes out everything that we have stood for. Unfortunately, when we build like the foolish builder, we build on superficial things. We go along with the crowd. We accept the things that people talk us into. We listen to those that we don't need to listen to. We go to church just to be seen. We go to church to keep the preacher from sending us a card. I showed up this Sunday, so I won't get one. We don't have a firm foundation in our beliefs. And when the storms of life come along, we're devastated. Everything's wiped out. Now, think about the wise builder. The wise builder contemplates and figures and works on all the things that are needed. The appearance may not be all that great, but that foundation is set. It's kind of like the three pigs. The first two pigs just built, but that third pig made sure that his house was going to stand forever. And when the big bad wolf came along, he couldn't blow it down. It's the same thing with our faith. When we build our faith and our belief in Christ on a firm foundation, nothing can rock us. I've been amazed over the years that the times when people deal with such agony and grief and despair and heartache and things that would make a normal person just fall apart, how strong they stand in their faith because their foundation is built on the rock. And so how do we do that? Well, we spend time with God. We pray. We study Scripture. We read Christian stuff. I'm totally amazed at my wife. How connected she is with God. Sometimes I'm jealous. I can pray and pray and pray. And about the third or fourth time, I get an answer. She can pray one time before she says amen. God's got it. I am blown away by people that deal with the most horrific things in their life, and yet they give glory to God for the outcome. Yeah, that storm's here, but God's got this. A strong foundation means worshiping in church. Not going to church, worshiping in church. There's a difference. Going to church is to be seen. Worshiping in church is you and God and not anybody else. I remember one of the first sermons I ever preached in Trenton. They announced who I was. I'm sitting there, nervous wreck. They sing the anthem, and I mean, it was a beautiful anthem. And I look out, and there's a little old lady sitting right about there. And she is bawling her eyes out. And I'm thinking, wow, she didn't waste any time. She didn't even wait for me to say anything. She was bawling her eyes out because she was worshiping God. You see, when we build our foundation on the rock, nothing in life can alter where we are. When we stand firm on the rock, yeah, I slapped the Bible. That's a Baptist thing. But when we stand firm on God's Word, the rock, nothing can alter our lives. I've had people make fun of my motto about believing the Word, and if it's in the Word, that settles it. But that's that firm foundation that we're not, we don't let some incident or some politically correct thing going on in the world affect how we believe. What's important is our faith stays firm in Christ. It's not about religion. It's not about denomination. It's not about friend and friend. It's about our relationship with God. And trust me, the storms of life are coming. For some of us, they've already come. Some of us, we're dealing with it now. For others of us, it's coming down the road. But we're all going to face that F5 hurricane that tries to destroy our life. So my question is this. What foundation is your faith built on? Are you built on the sandy loam out there that floats with the season and floats with the tide? It goes here and goes there. Or is your foundation built on Christ? Is it built on the words that God spoke? What's your foundation? When the master inspector comes to inspect it, will it pass or is it going to fail? I continue to build my faith on the foundation of Jesus Christ. And I pray that we all do. Because the test is coming sooner than you think. Let's pray. Almighty and gracious God, we're so thankful to you for the rock that you've given us, your Son, Jesus Christ. That as we build our faith on Him, even though it doesn't go along with everything else, when the big bad wolf comes along, our foundation and our house will stand firm. Father, we pray that you will continue to lead and guide us. We pray that we stay in constant contact with you. We pray that you will give us that security that we need when all things go bad. And Father, for those saints who are our examples, those that we see every day and we stand in awe of just how strong their faith is. Father, I want a foundation like that. Be with us as we go out into the world and we help others build their faith, build their foundation on the rock. That we might help them be as strong as we are in our walk. Father, we pray all this in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is number 472. This is our time for invitation. If there's anyone that would like to transfer your membership to this church from another, we invite you to come. If you are looking for a relationship with Christ and you want that relationship and you want to build your foundation on a rock, you're invited to come as we stand and sing. Receive this benediction as you go from this place. Leave with joy in your heart because Christ the Rock lives there. Leave here with a smile on your face because you know your foundation is grounded in God our Father. Leave here with a song on your lips because as you go out and you sing praises to God, you'll be able to tell somebody about Jesus. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with you, guide you, and protect you. And oh, by the way, He's going to put somebody in your path this week. Tell them about Jesus. Amen.